Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
A masterpiece is priceless, valuable, a work of art, lovable, a jewel, irreplaceable. Hey, lady, say, that's me.
Look at me. Look at me.
I'm a masterpiece.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'm a masterpiece.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'm a masterpiece. Created by the one and only. Created by the one and only.
Look at me.
Yes, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Look at me.
I have authority to raise the dead.
Look at me.
No longer me.
Man,
class with authoress Terry E. Lau, and that loud sister of mine in the background, Deborah Price, that's her song, Masterpiece. But hold your peace, little girl. We got to do some acknowledging of our listeners first. Oh, we can't wait to get your boy here, baby. But we want to thank all our listeners in the United States and France and Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Japan, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, St. Vincent and St. Grenadine Islands in the Caribbean, Indonesia, and we got 5 more countries listening. We have added Turkey, Norway, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Bulgaria, and New Zealand. So welcome aboard, and thank you for listening to Unmasked, because now we do it here. When we, you know something, we ain't bougie. We down to earth, and we just call a spade, and that's why people are starting to tune in, because they like the way we flow. But we want to first introduce my co-host, Chris. How you doing, baby?
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
Thank you, darling. And now, without further ado, we want to bring to y'all this beautiful woman, woman of God, Deborah Price. And now you see a picture, man, you thought she belonged on Hip Hop of Atlanta somewhere. She looks so young. She got that little white hat set to her side. Oh, God, girl. But how you doing, Deborah?
I am truly, truly blessed. And I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you so much, Terry. You, and Chris, thank you. I didn't even speak to you earlier, but thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share my gifts, my music, what I love with God's creation. Thank you so much.
Amen. You know, I'm going to let you tell a little bit about yourself, but first, I would like you to lead us in prayer to start this show off right.
Let's do it. Abba, meaning daddy, father, some say papa, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity of life. You've given us another day to make things right, Lord God, and we're grateful. Now, Father God, we bless you, we thank you, we praise you, thank you for creating us, and thank you for making us creators. Now, we go forth and we create this year with love, your divine love, your harmony, peace, grace, mercy, following us all the days of our lives. We thank you, Father. I bless Terry. I bless Chris. I bless the audience and your son Yeshua's authority. Amen.
Jesus,
amen.
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 Right now, okay.
I pray different.
I know Chris, he just wait like, let me go first, let me go first. I got my question. So I'm going to let Chris go first.
All right, Chris,
I'm ready.
Got it, baby. All right, Deborah. So, for audience, for our people in our audience who don't know who you are, how long have you been singing gospel?
Well, my name is Deborah Price, and I'm from the country. I'm from Sylacauga. I come from a family of 10. I'm the third oldest of 10 children. My mother and my father were very fruitful. They multiplied. They increased this world. And I have 6 brothers, 5 that's still here on this earth, and 3 sisters. And truthfully, we all, my mother made us sing and they can all play instruments. I don't play nothing very well, but I do that. I make
those. That's tongue and that throat. That's your instrument.
Well, amen. I let go and I let God have his way with me. And I'm grateful for the opportunity because, you know, through tests and trials in life, and I know I'm jumping too quickly. I'm getting too excited. But I come from Philadelphia. I'm from Sylacauga, Alabama, and I've been singing since I was a little girl. Been in church pretty much all my life, and I used to sing for my mom and dad. But as a young lady growing up and going through tests and trials, you know, you can't get into heaven off mom and dad's prayer. You know, they pray for us and keep us covered, but when it comes to being judged at the end of this life for what we've done with the gifts and talents that we were given, we have to fill in the gap for ourselves. So I had to, when going through tests and trials, that will wake you up and make you think there's got to be more to my life than what I'm doing. I mean, our minds are incredible, y'all. Our bodies are incredible when we take really good care of them and treat ourselves with love and respect. Man, there's nothing we can't accomplish.
That's the truth.
I'm gonna be quiet and let you ask me a question again.
My question is, I know you said that your family kept you into the church as well as mine. Now, for the people out there who don't have a relationship with Christ, don't have any spiritual connection, because unfortunately there's a lot of people out there, and I just try to reach a soul one at a time. You can't reach everybody. What would be your advice? What would be your word of wisdom that you could throw out there that might catch some fish? Because the time is right for a harvest to bring them souls in. So we need to go fishing, mm-hmm. you know, and pull a soul at a
right.
time. You say that might bring somebody to Christ that's listening.
But there's hope. I come across people all the time. And you know, the thing is, me being one of them, I went through a divorce. And even though this happened 25 years ago when my baby, after burying one of my twin daughters, my daughter, I have a son that's 30 now and a 25-year-old daughter. But my daughter at that time was a newborn. I was pregnant with twins, had my daughters 3 months early. I was in an abusive marriage, and I was married to a pastor. And who was building a church. You know, we here in America, we get so caught up on titles.
We get caught up on titles
and what people name themselves. So we start blaming God when earthbound people mess up. And we blame God instead of that person, instead of saying, you know what, no, that something's going on with them, because that's not how the Creator created. When He created us, He said it's good. So when you and I make a mistake, we made a mistake. And forget about a title. You know what I'm saying? Forget about what somebody called you. When you first came here, we're all the same. So
That's right.
We all have tests and trials that we go through. Our main thing is, I've met some people, and I live in a shelter for battered women 3 weeks after burying my daughter. And I tell you what, I walked around in anger and bitterness for years. And I thank God that He did not allow the enemy to take my life, even though that's what the enemy's plot was. He comes to do three things, and we know that: steal, kill, destroy. If He can't take your life, He wants to mess up your mind and have you thinking that you're crazy, or have you thinking that everybody hates you. No. We have a beautiful, beautiful mind. We have to look. Our minds are just like a soil, right? Whatever we plant in our minds, that thing is going to grow. And if it's something negative, or if we're beating ourselves up or bringing up what we did in the past, even if it was yesterday, yesterday is dead and gone. We woke up this morning, brand new mercy, you know, brand new mercy. So I receive my brand new mercy. Every night it's a very good thing before you go to bed. That's why the Bible says, don't go to bed angry, you know. Don't let the sun go down and you hold on to yourself. Well, I used to do that. When I went through my divorce with my husband, my ex-husband, I was angry. I was bitter. And I was ripe for the enemy to come in and destroy my life. But by the grace of God, He helped me. And He showed me through tests and trials. And I had to forgive my children's dad. But the thing is, I had to understand this man's been hurt too. And He didn't know how to treat me. He didn't know how to love me. Matter of fact, we didn't even really know each other. We only dated 3 months. I wasn't pregnant. I just had a very strict mom who, hey, you date my daughter, you touch my daughter, you will marry my daughter, and that's what happened.
Exactly.
and you know, so it turned into abuse because he wasn't in love with me. He had somebody else in Georgia that was carrying his child that I didn't know about, because we only dated 3 months before we got married.
That's why you wanted to
but at the same
with
time,
he tried to That's why he picked the fights with you, because he want to justify him messing up. And so he wants you to feel like you did something wrong. You know, and a lot of times, because he's a minister, a lot of people assume that they always tell him the truth when he act all calm and everything, and you all hyped up because you've been abused and you're angry and you're hurting, you know, but he'll come act all calm, and people think he's telling the truth because he holds that title. But, you know, you're right. The devil is a lie, you know, and what you went through gave you a testimony, and I'm glad that you can tell people there's hope, because even you, married to a preacher, and he was abusive. So don't think that these titles make you exempt, because they don't.
They don't. I mean, even in the shelter, I met sheriff's wives. You would be surprised who's there. So that's what I'm saying. That's why it's so important. But for me and for all of us, because I met so many women in shelters who are so, when you look at them, they just look so lost and so hollow, just look like they're empty inside. And some of them would try to act like men or try to act so tough. And well, if he could do it, I could do it, and just start doing foolish things, but not knowing really what you're doing, you're hurting yourself. Well, this is, we have a choice. Terry, we all in this world, everybody in this world, you have a choice. When somebody do you wrong, you have a choice. You could be bitter or better. Well, the first time I was bitter for years, and I had to repent, because if I didn't repent and didn't forgive him, sincerely forgive him, because for years I walked around, because he apologized, and I'm like, okay, I forgive you, but really deep down inside I had not. So when I really asked God to help me, Lord, I'm still holding on to this because, man, certain things, when I think of his name, I'm angry, I'm bitter, I want to revenge. I'm not the fighting type. I don't want to fight you. I'd rather move away and, you know, you be on your side and I stay on my side. I don't want to fight. But I don't want to hold on to unforgiveness, because at the end of life, if I die and I'm walking around with unforgiveness in my heart, I won't hear him say, well done. Jesus said that. He said, if you can't forgive, Father can't forgive you. So, listen, my word for everybody, you have a choice. That doesn't mean you have to stay around a person while they mistreat you. That goes for sisters, brothers, relatives, church, pastors. If you're being abused in church or anywhere else, listen, I'm not saying you're being corrected. Now, if you're being corrected because you're sleeping around with somebody's husband or somebody's wife, hey, you need that correction. Yeah, you should be sat down and not able to. I'm just being real. Come on now. But if you know you're doing something wrong, you should be corrected. But if you've been abused by somebody, it's time to step away from that person. That's not saying that you may not ever go back into a relationship with that person, friendship with that person, because me and my ex-husband now, we can talk, we can speak, and I have no hate for him and his wife. I love him and his wife, and I understand the things he's gone through, but that's because God helped me to release him, you know, and we have to forgive people. We have to let them go, and it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
The way she got him, Deborah, somebody else going to steal him from her. But I'm going to just jump in and let Chris ask the question real quick. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay,
Deborah. My question is, this: I don't know if you've ever been asked this question. This question has popped in my head. But do you think that gospel in a sense of humor, meaning somebody that, you know, finds the funny in life, do you think they can go hand in hand?
I'm not sure if I really understood, but I don't know if my phone, I didn't get it.
I didn't either.
Will you ask me again?
I said, do you think that gospel people and people with a sense of humor can go hand to hand? Like, do you think that they can go together?
We might as well say Christ-like believers. And
they have a sense of humor, yep.
Of course. You know what? God made us different for a reason. We don't all look the same. We don't all act the same. And the word even says laughter is medicine.
Yeah.
I think that's a wonderful thing. Whatever gifts and talents you have to you know, bring more. He promises life and life more abundantly. If there's something that's going to be uplifting and edifying and, you know, you're not, you know, putting anybody down or bashing anybody, or, you know, I'm not into profanity and all that kind of stuff, but everybody do their own thing, because, look, at the end of life, Daddy God's going to judge us all. So,
that's right.
I do believe it's a wonderful thing. Comedy is laughter. That's medicine for the soul.
Yes, it is. That is, and music. Both of them go hand in hand. You know, I used to think that Christians, they had to be boring because they was doing the right thing. But no, we find different things to enjoy. Like, you know, I embrace movies and other things. I got away from that worldly stuff. And you'd be surprised. I felt good, you know, not looking around my back, trying to get in trouble, you know, not knowing I ain't doing that right. That makes you feel empowered right there, that you're doing something right and can't nobody throw you in jail or mistake you for somebody else by the way you look or how you present yourself out in the street. So that's all good. So
I see it this way. You know, I was raised in an apostolic Pentecostal. I've been in a lot of really strict churches when I was, you know, growing up. We couldn't wear pants, and we girls couldn't wear pants. They couldn't wear makeup. You definitely couldn't color your hair. You couldn't wear earrings, you know. But see, man put these type of restrictions on people. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Man does that. If your life is bored because you trusted in God, what God is this? Really? If He says laughter is medicine, then what?
Yeah.
You know, I don't see that restriction. And I come from a very strict background, me and my siblings.
Yeah, same
and,
here.
And this is like freedom.
I wasn't used to wearing pants myself in church because my dad was Pentecostal and my grandfather was Baptist ministers. And it took a while because when I first started seeing women wearing pants, I was like, what? You know, I was like, what? You know, but after a while, you know, I said, this is more comfortable. I ain't got to worry about these stockings. I'm putting them on knee highs, you know. Oh, now I have to put color in my hair, you know.
Man put a stop, put these limits on people. And that's pretty much, that's like a control thing. I mean, where is that in the Bible? If it's not
right.
in the Word, you know, I don't need man-made, you know, rules. I need, what you say, Father? You know, I understand abiding by the laws of the land. I understand that, but, you know, all these other things is man-made.
Well, Deborah, we got like 8 minutes on the clock, so I would love if you would sing a song for us and then tell everybody how to reach you. And we do have a caller sitting in the cut that if they want to ask a question, hit the number one key. If not, it's okay. You know, everybody can
say,
you know. So, you know, give us some music, baby. Oh, wait, hold on. This person got a question. Let me get their caller.
Okay, I'm
going to
say you might want a question. Okay.
Okay, caller ending in 1275.
Yeah, that's me. Hi, it's Roy Hannum. How are you? I'm really enjoying your show tonight.
How you doing, darling?
Good. I love Deborah. Deborah, hi. I don't know you,
hi,
but I love
you
your
too.
Message. I love you. Terry
you.
Will tell you who I am a little bit. But I just want to ask a question. Where do you think the industry is going in terms of traditional gospel music versus the newer Christian rock genres? What do you think about that in general?
You know what I'm learning? I'm just loving the way Daddy's just giving me answers, and I pray this be a blessing to you as well. I remember a few years ago when I first came to Birmingham, and like I said, from the country, I was raised listening to country music. So when I came here, you know, to me this was like Las Vegas because, I mean, I'm in the woods, right? So
yeah.
When I got here, people are so very straightforward. And I remember a couple of people in the studio saying to me, oh, she's so country. And you two country, and I can't stand country. And I was thinking this was a compliment. And they were like, you sound like Dolly Parton. And I'm like, I love Dolly Parton. They were like, no, that's not a compliment. And I was like, oh, my word. But you know what really helped me? Because I'm not going to try to sing like anybody else. I'm not going to try to sing like, I got to be who I am. And this is what really came in my spirit. Once I got myself over that word, and I really believe it came from the Lord, that, you know, just like rock music. Now, I'm not into rock music, But
yeah.
But there is somebody out there who's into it. So what he was telling me, what he was sharing with me was, you know what, you have an audience that I have assigned for you.
Mm-hmm.
And other people have, their assignment, your assignment, your people that you're going to reach, you're going to reach the right ones. They're your targeted audience. So that, I believe all the gifts that God has given everybody, everybody was created and given different types of gifts and talents. A lot of us don't even know what all our gifts are, but music is music. And I think if it's encouraging and uplifting, for me, it has to be uplifting. It has to be encouraging. It has to be saying something that there's hope. You know, have enough negativity going on in this world. I don't want to add to it.
Well, that's one of the things I see in my work. I think the inspirational value of the music helps us lift ourselves up out of the depths of the negative side of our lives into the more positive.
Right.
And I think it's very tangible when you see that.
Right.
Well, anyway, I love listening to you. I'll let you go. I'll give you a plug. I stopped by Reverb Nation, and who do I see is Deborah Price. And I would suggest everybody to go to Reverb Nation and become a fan. I did tonight, okay?
Thank you so much.
With that, I'll say good night. And I loved it, Deborah. I loved it. Keep doing it, okay? Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Terry and Chris. Goodbye now, too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Well, Deborah, tell everybody how to reach you first, because we got like maybe 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
I'm going to make it as quick as I can. You can reach me on Amazon. My music is on Amazon on the Deborah Price Transform Me. You can find me on Google Play, Instagram, Deborah Price 24, Deborah Price Ambassador, and a little bit of a song. There's no life without you, Lord. There's no me if there's no you. It's like a hole in my heart, Lord. It's hollow. I'm so lost without you. Lord, I need to hear from you. Cause I don't know what to do. This song is called I Need You on Transform Me, the Soul of a Woman. Lord, I need you. My soul is crying out, Lord God, I need you. That's probably all I could give because the time is up, right?
Good, man. Good
job. Bravo.
I love that. Like Chris said, bravo. Yes. You know, I want to thank Chris for being my co-host tonight, and Roy for calling in, and Deborah for being that beautiful guest. And you know, baby, you know, I know you're constantly making music, and when you make some more music, just call me on the phone, and you can reach me, and you can come back on, and we can showcase your new music, because once you've been here, there's no place like home. It's like, you know, you're the boss. Your heels, no place like home. And I'm the man behind the curtain.
I see blessings and peace and harmony, prosperity, wealth over you, and everything you put your hands to do. I speak blessings over you. Life and life more abundantly is what our Father said, and I'm in agreement with him.
Yes,
thank you.
In Jesus' name, thank you. I just want to say be safe, what y'all did. Wherever you are right now in the United States, just be safe. Chris, you be safe where you are, and let's move forward in 2019. Mm-hmm. Let's put the bad behind and move towards higher ground.
And move forward. Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, I agree with that. So be it.
So
thank y'all again. And I love
it. Up. You take care, baby. And it was a pleasure. Give me a call. You can always talk to me on the phone. You know, you don't have to be on the show, but if you want to come back, just let me know. And we down to like maybe 46 seconds. Someone's going to call it a day. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Love y'all. Be safe. Peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.